The National Atmospheric and Oceanic Administration, or NOAA, announced a grant that will give Alaska and four other states up to $50,000 apiece to help clean up debris washing ashore.
Can you record my eye roll?
That's U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski. She says she's offended the federal government would give states such a small amount to deal with a problem so big and then divide it between them.
So the state of Alaska, which has 33,000 miles of coastline, more than all the coastline of all of the other states, is to get their $50,000. Talk to the people of Yakutat, what they are already putting into their landfill from the collection of the debris off the beach.
NOAA would not comment for this story, but at a Senate hearing in May, NOAA's David Kennedy said the Marine Debris Program just does not have the money for a large-scale cleanup. And the bulk of debris is not ashore yet. Most of the estimated 1.5 million tons of refuse is expected to make landfall over the next 2 years. Senator Mark Begich called the amount of money outrageous and says he'll speak with the NOAA administrator this week.
They'll probably claim that's the only money they could find. Well, this should be an interagency activity. They should figure out how to get the resources, because when it comes in large volume, the net result is, FEMA's going to be at the table then.
FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, helps coordinate disaster responses. Begich says this is certainly not the last of the federal money for the project. And Murkowski, who's on the Appropriations Committee, says there could be a way to get some money for the project on an Interior Department spending bill. But whether the Senate actually takes up another funding measure this year remains unclear. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.